Unfortunately, I'm not all that into comic books or video games, so naturally I feel like a press pass to the Salt Lake Comic Con is a bit wasted on this mild-mannered reporter, especially after seeing the staggeringly long lines outside the surprisingly undersized Salt Palace Convention Center. When I casually walk into the convention center's front doors with my big purple press pass, to my surprise, I actually see something I recognize. A golden robot puppet named Crow from the cult TV show Mystery Science Theater 3000. Crow is attached to Joel, the human character from the show, and Joel is represented by actual human Skylar Shura. As it turns out, Shura paid a pretty penny for his cosplay getup.
Well, I think this jumpsuit was out around like 70 without shipping, and then Crow here was about 300. So, yeah.
Sure seems like a pretty typical Comic-Con goer to me, a dedicated fan of an obscure fragment of pop culture. But actually, there are a lot more people dressed simply in their street clothes, like brothers Chase and Colin Carnahan.
Costumes are too expensive.
Yeah,
we're not original people, so.
Ideally, we would love to do something like that, but we just can't at the moment. We might wear a funny t-shirt tomorrow.
Yeah, t-shirts, that's the best we can do.
As well as the diversity of fashion, there are people of all sorts of demographics here, from 90-year-old Stan Lee to 30-somethings, to this young lady who seems intensely focused on a magnetic soccer game.
Do you like Comic-Con so far?
Yes. Yeah? I've been to, like, tons.
What's your favorite part?
Games and the it's just really fun.
There's even sci-fi speed dating at Comic-Con. Attendees show up in their costumes and rotate through members of the opposite gender at FTL speed. That's faster than light for those of you unfamiliar with Battlestar Galactica.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's good, how are you?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
You having a good day so far?
Yeah, I am.
So, what have you been up to?
Just hanging out with my friends, visiting the booths.
Same here, you know?
Yeah.
That's the thing you gotta do at con.
As if that wasn't surreal enough, seeing William Shatner's glowing, cherubic countenance pass by me in a hallway actually leaves me reactionless. Eventually, I work up a smile, but it's hard to react to a walking icon of celebrity when there's no greasy lens between us. Just to note, we made no eye contact. On my way out, I notice some quirky paintings. Some are humorous renderings of Star Wars characters, but most are devoid of any pop references. I asked the artist Daryl Driver if his work appealed to the Comic-Con crowd.
Here I've drawn in everything from hobbits to wizards to ninjas to dark lords. No, I mean, before I thought they were all going to be like people I couldn't associate with because I wasn't smart enough for Dungeons & Dragons and I wasn't good enough at math. I had that whole appeal like, oh, this is going to be tough. And now it's like, yeah, these people are great.
In my estimation, Comic-Con is really about culture, and that's something everyone can participate in. Whether you're an artist, an actor, someone who likes costumes, or even if you like being a spectator to it all, Comic-Con enables that for everyone. For KCPW, I'm Ryan Cunningham in Salt Lake City.